heard that saying, haven't you? Dear God, give me patience now. It'd be really, really nice if we could learn patience instantly. In fact, it'd be even better if we didn't need to learn it at all. But sadly, when it comes to setbacks and delays, trials and temptations, there's really only one way to learn patience, and that's the hard way. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be with you again. Today we're going to be taking a look at the getting of patience from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Who is Jesus? And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you draw ever closer to Him to become all that He made you to be. To be honest with you, patience is perhaps the hardest lesson that I have had to learn since giving my life to Jesus a good many years ago now. The hardest lesson. I'm just not a patient kind of guy. I think quickly, I act quickly, I even walk quickly. Yeah, I'm one of those people. Of course, there's an upside to having that sort of personality type. The upside is that I get a lot done. The upside is that if you need someone to crash through some brick walls, then I'm your man. And yes, we need some people in the mix who are like that. But the downside is that I can be very impatient. Impatient with circumstances, with people, and with God. And when God gets someone like me to deal with, then you can bet your bottom dollar that He is going to give me some extra tuition in this whole area of patience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, I don't get why the guy driving in the car in front of me, sensing that the light is going to change in just a few seconds, doesn't put his foot down just that little bit so that he and I can both cross over the white line before the light turns orange. Now, I'm not asking him to speed. I just want him to think about my time that he's wasting and just nudge the accelerator pedal just that little bit. And when he doesn't do that, I simply don't get that. And what I really, really, really want to do is to express my displeasure by slamming down on the horn, long and loud. And there are many times, irrespective of the makeup of our personality, when we don't get why God has to delay things, or if it's not Him delaying them, why He just doesn't crash through it for us and make it happen, whatever it happens to be. And can I tell you, the most difficult time to be patient is when you're hurting, when you're experiencing pain. I mean, even I have learned to be patient when I'm not in pain. All I have to do is to give up the plans I had for the time that, from my perspective, is now going to waste because of whatever delay I happen to be facing. It's not easy. It still isn't that easy. But I can learn that. What's really hard, though, is to be patient when you're suffering, in a difficult relationship, perhaps, or under a difficult boss at work, or through ill health. I mean, ill health is really tough, because when you're in real physical pain compounded by mental anguish, patience, well, it ain't that easy to come by. So let me ask you, exactly what is patience? Well, my dictionary tells me that it's the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. That's a pretty good definition, don't you think? Patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. You see, this quality of patience, this issue of depth of character, is not something we seem to place all that much value on in a world that expects overnight success and instant gratification. But you and I know that it's really, really important, because when the chips are down, when things are stacked against us, when our plans are thwarted, when we're suffering pain or loss, unless we have the capacity to tolerate those without becoming annoyed or anxious, then we're going to become, well, annoyed or anxious, or even worse. We start behaving badly. We start doing stupid things. We start hurting other people, damaging relationships, and pretty much ruining our lives. You've been there. I've been there. So how do we get patience? How do we learn patience when we're in that cauldron of delay and suffering? I want to share with you today a scripture that is jam-packed full of incredible wisdom. These three verses punch way above their weight. Are you ready? Psalm 37, verses 7 to 9. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. you want to know how to get patience? Well, there it is. First, be still. Stop flapping around like a chicken with its head cut off. Stop complaining. Stop sobbing. Stop carrying on. Just shut up for a minute and be still and wait patiently for God. The original Hebrew word for waiting used there literally talks of a woman in labor suffering the pain, but waiting, pushing, believing that the child is about to be born. It's a great picture, isn't it, for what we're going through when we're suffering. So, stop screaming, stop yelling, wait without fretting. Stop looking at all those evil people over there who seem to be prospering. And forget your anger and your desire to take vengeance. Because if you spend your time thinking about revenge, if you keep fretting over your dilemma, it's going to only lead you to evil. You're going to do something bad or stupid. Because here's the promise. Those who wait, a different word now used here for wait in verse 9, it means to wait expectantly on the Lord, to expect him to do something good. The promise is that those who wait expectantly on God, expecting him to act, will inherit the land, the promised land, the promises of God. I told you, these few verses punch way above their weight. Grab a Bible and spend some time in them, think about them, pray about them, and then start living them. Psalm 37, verses 7 to 9. When we're suffering, when we're delayed, when things have gone awry, thrashing around, complaining, behaving badly, exacting revenge, none of those things are going to do you any good. They're only going to lead you to evil, and God cuts the wicked off. But choosing in that difficult place instead to wait expectantly on God, to put your trust in him, even though you're going through great pains, that is the one thing that will help you lay hold of God's promises. And let me tell you, God is going to keep you there and God is going to bring you back to that place again and again and again until you learn that lesson, because he wants you to trust him through every difficult circumstance. I've never heard someone come back from a 3-week luxury holiday and say, man, you know, God really grew my character. God really developed my stamina and endurance over that holiday. Maybe God gave you a much-needed rest, a much-needed refreshment over the holiday, but your character is only developed in the heat of the battle. Your character is only refined and made pure and strong in the furnace of life. And God isn't doing this in order to be sadistic. Your pain hurts him as much as it hurts you because he loves you. He feels your pain more acutely than you might ever have imagined. Now, he's doing this for a purpose. He's wanting to give you something so precious that he's prepared to let you suffer for it. Here it is, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. Look, discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift up your dripping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight the paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather healed. The peaceful fruit of righteousness. Because when we start living in the righteousness, the goodness, the right way of living rather than the wrong way of living, when we learn these hard lessons and start living in wisdom that we discover through those fiery trials, we develop a peaceful fruit in our lives, the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Think about it. When we've developed the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious, what we'll have in those times instead is peace. That's what God wants to give you. Peace. Christmas is something that we've all celebrated so often that, let's be honest, it's ever so easy to adopt that ho-hum approach. But Jesus, well, Jesus changes everything. That's why he came into this world, to change your everything. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Who is Jesus? With the life application questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to really apply God's word right into the circumstances that you're facing today. Because God's word, let me tell you, it's alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you draw closer to Jesus through this booklet than you ever thought possible. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.